Restoring My Soul, Friday the 3rd of July, our initiative toward fellowship. When the love of God is poured into our heart by the Holy Spirit, we begin to judge in a different way. The love of God compels us to judge that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. The resurrection life that we receive is the capacity for the works of obedience or love that Christ has finished for us. The fragrant oil that is poured out upon another through our repentance as we make confession and testimony is the fellowship of the Spirit. A person who initiates toward fellowship with their brethren, who belongs to corporate Jesus, demonstrates that they love much. Those who do not anoint others in this manner demonstrate that they love little. Jesus also highlighted the importance of reconciliation when a brother has been offended by us. He said, "Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." Let us be clear that Christ was talking about offences between brethren or fellow sons of God in the body of Christ. Of course, these relationships include our marriages, our households, that is, three generations, and our brethren in the church. He was not talking about the offences of those who are outside the body. The Apostle Paul was clear that we are not debtors, that is, we have no obligation to the flesh. Importantly, it is the Holy Spirit who brings to our remembrance the offences that a brother has against us. We are not just remembering every niggle or contrary interaction that we may have had with others. Discernment in this regard requires maturity and spiritual sight. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 and 15, Matthew chapter 5 verses 23 and 24, and Romans chapter 8 verse 12. For further study, Luke chapter 7.